Our final report this week comes from Grand Rapids. Nate Lindner is the teacher, and Lindy and Cooper are our reporters.
Hello, my name is Lindy and
Cooper from Mr. Lindner's 5th grade science classroom at Robert J. Elkington Middle School. We have made a lot of observations over the past week.
It seems like we are finally getting some warm weather. We have had some tropical days reaching 30 degrees as a high. These days are continuing to add sunlight by about 2 minutes per day.
We started an experiment comparing branches from our trees of study to see which window will produce the branches to bud first. One window is north-facing and other is south-facing. We made the hypothesis that the south-facing windows will grow faster because of the amount of sunlight. The Juneberry and the Box Elder have the south-facing branches developing ahead of the north-facing branches. The other branches are still waiting for bud burst.
On our nature walk, we learned that at 14 degrees, snow starts to squeak. The average snow depth in the woods was 40 centimeters, and in the open, it was 68 centimeters. There was a south wind, and the temperature was 12 degrees. We did not see much wildlife. We only saw a crow flying overhead.
Thanks, kids. That was Lindy and Cooper, and that report came from the Grand Rapids Area School, and we're grateful for that. And nice job. Nice information there. I like the snow depth stuff and your limb experience. And the limb experiment is one that we're quite excited about. North and south, we're checking out aspect. Aspect is that just that. North exposure, south exposure. If you're watching for aspect, look for southern-facing hillsides to be cleared of snow well before the others, and especially those southern-facing hillsides with maybe some pines nearby. They radiate a lot of heat themselves from the sun, so that can change things in a hurry. We did get one final note that I wanted to cover because we've now actually moved some things up onto Season Watch page for you to check out. This comes from Steve over in the Nebish area. It's north of Bemidji. He said, I hope this finds you well and warm. It's been an amazing month here in Nebish. In mid-December, a cougar was sighted and photographed just a couple miles west of my place. Then it showed up just east of my property on a trail cam before getting treed by some hunters with dogs who caught it on video there. A DNR wildlife staffer from Bemidji came out to verify it while it was in the tree. A couple of weeks went by and everybody assumed it had wandered off somewhere else. But last night, my next-door neighbor shared video from his trail cameras where he had filmed it multiple times in the past 2 weeks. Yikes! It's been hanging around the neighborhood. This gives me something to think about as I walk the dog at night. Our friend Steve. And if you want to check out that video of the cougar north of Bemidji, it is on our Season Watch page right now. So go there and be astonished.